Pressure work before pleasure. Any storm that you bring, I guarantee I can weather. Go ahead, apply the pressure. Work before pleasure. Any storm that you bring, I guarantee I can weather. Yeah, we going through it. 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 Yeah, we all going through it.
What's up, world? What's going on? You know, it's that time again. It's that time to give thanks and be grateful for what's going on right now. So I know most of y'all probably feeling a little weird. I know I have been. Things haven't seemed, doesn't seem to be going right at times. It's because we are in the retrograde season right now, the retrograde phase. So things probably seem a little crazy. And that's just what happens. But I am grateful for this time. I'm also grateful because I am, the closer I get on my journey, the further I get on my journey, I should say, the closer I get to the truths. Now, truths, they aren't pretty. Truth really does hurt. But I'm grateful for the truths that I'm becoming aware of, right? So it hurts because the truths that I learned, it informed me of some people I thought had my back, but they really didn't. And informed me of some people I thought was part of my tribe, but they really weren't. But it's okay. I am grateful for those who are continuously going through this journey with me and make it a business to lift my vibrations at all times and support me in all things that I do. You know, not ashamed to tell me, you know, I don't think that's going to work, but they're there to help me out and get me through this uphill battle. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that friend now to tell me to never lower my vibe, to find my tribe.
I do miss you guys so much, and yes, I'm coming stronger this season. And why I say that? Because I have a dear friend of mine, Angelina Jones, who is a realtor, and then she's a realtor at, what's the company? That was B.
It's Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Metro Brokers here in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, Georgia. Listen, she's passionate, she's committed and determined to transform lives through home ownership. And that's something where we want to, you know, everybody has that goal, to own property. And my sister here, I'm going to let her continue and share some more info about her and real estate. What's up, Angelina?
Hey. So yes, I am a real estate professional. I'm a realtor here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I actually went into real estate in July of 2019. It's been an ongoing battle because I literally passed my pre-license exam in 2013. So I always knew that I wanted to do real estate, you know, but I was having some hurdles trying to pass that exam, you know, because it is very, very hard. I passed the pre-licensure course in 2013. I took the exam for the first time in 2014. I didn't pass it then. And then I kind of fell away from it. And then when I moved to Marietta, Georgia in 2015, you know, I was working for the bank and, you know, I did that for 2 years and it didn't fulfill me, you know, and I always had that entrepreneurial spirit anyway. So, and it's always been in customer service and sales, and I've always exceeded and done pretty good. So I'm like, you know what, why not start my own business in real estate and, you know, be able to build something for my family and be able to, you know, give my family the knowledge that I know to help them become homeowners, because it's very important, you know. So, you know, I love it. My mission, like I said, is to transform lives through home ownership, and that's exactly what I plan to do. Like, I plan to work with any and everybody that I possibly can. I plan to, you know, help people and educate them, you know, and it's not always about getting a sale, you know, it's about helping people. And that's what, you know, I plan to do in my career.
It's a major point there. Now, yes, I've known you for so long. We actually started out in a commission-based, pretty much, as we wasn't really sweating that hourly when we started in our own sales for selling. We was in a, so we did our thing, too, as far as sales goes when we worked at Alta together. I don't even know if I should have plugged that name, but it's out there now. Yes, I remember you moving, and of course I moved as well. And but we always kind of stayed in contact, even if it was months going without speaking. We just like, hey, how are you? You know, and that's what friendship all about. Sisterhood is all about. You mentioned obstacles. Mm-hmm. Majority of people probably would have gave up. Like,
girl,
why didn't you? Like, what kept you?
Let me tell you, because I didn't even tell you guys.
You didn't. That's because you said 2013. We still was together.
Yeah, I had a pre-licensure course of 75 hours. I would literally go to work, from work, get off, and go spend about, I think it was from 6 to 10, 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday, for like 3 months, I think. And I passed that. I passed the pre-licensure, but you have to pass the state exam to practice. So I was so burnt out with it. I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a few months before I take it, you know, before I take the exam. I'm gonna wait a couple months. So I took it in like February, and I did horrible.
Okay, what's your point?
I did horrible on it. And I still, honestly, when I took it, I didn't study as much as I should have afterwards, preparing up into, you know, for it. And I still was like, you know what, I'm gonna take it, you know? And I kind of, in the back of my mind, I kind of already didn't feel confident. Right. So I did that on it that time. So I just kind of fell away from it, moved to Marietta, had a career change, went from working in cell phone sales to working in the banking industry. And I did that for 2 years. And like I said, it didn't fulfill me. And I'm like, let me get back on this real estate. And that was I quit Bank of America December 2017. So 2018 is when I picked it back up. And then I studied, but I didn't, like I said, when you want something, you're gonna humble yourself down and crack down and do what you need to do, you know? And I kind of still wasn't 100% like studying like I should. And then it had been years passed, so like I needed to really humble and buckle down. So I failed it again, but I only missed it that time by 12 questions.
So it gave you like everything that
I was working for another job. Oh my God, and that was the worst job I have ever had. It was Coram Medical Infusion. I was working for a medical company and, you know,
like pharmaceutical type of thing.
I'm the type of person, I am a people person. I need to be active and, you know, I need that same energy around, you know. And anyway, quit that job. And I picked it up, and when I picked it back up this time, I'm like, I'm not failing this exam. So I literally study all day, every day. It'd be nights where I study till like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, just couldn't put it down, just trying to absorb it and trying to really understand. So when I took it this time, I didn't even take it in Atlanta. I took it in Macon, because another girl was like, girl, take it in Macon, you know? So I took it in Macon, and I'm telling you, everything that could go wrong went wrong during that test, girl. Like, literally, my calculator.
Oh, my God.
I brought a cheap Dollar Tree calculator, right? Only because the calculator I have is a scientific calculator.
Right.
That's all I have.
It's so nuts.
Girl, that calculator, I'm talking about, when I was trying to press the buttons, I would press an 8, it would look like a 3. I would press, like, it just, I had to borrow a calculator from the front desk clerk person. And then my test cut off. I'm like, oh my God. And I literally was almost done. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope my answer's saved. Like, I do not want to go back through. And you only have a certain time limit. I want to say it's like 2 hours or something like that.
It's not bad.
Some question test. Anyway, so ended up, it cut back on, and it literally saved all my answers. So I was just like, thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, so I'm the last person in there. Like, I'm the last person taking my test. You know, I'm so scared to hit submit. I'm like, going back to work. Like, oh my God. Like, you know what? I'm not changing no answers. When you change your answers,
that's when you get it wrong. Yep.
So I literally clicked it, you know, then you have to go, you know, out, and you have to wait for them to, either they going to print you, they still print you a sheet whether you pass or fail, but of course, you know the people that pass.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just sitting here like, Lord God, I'm praying, girl. I'm praying. And she hands me see that thing and it said you have passed the test. And girl, when I tell you, I dropped to my knees.
Yes.
I was in there having church. That lady was, like, I was crying. Like, oh, girl, when I tell you, what?
Yes, I feel like, you know what, that's just confirmation for me, right? Because, or confirmation period, because my listeners, more than they know more than anything, I always say when something great is about to happen with me or even with them, it's always a challenge involved in front of it. It's always. Right. Now this move, I recently took a big step too. I moved, like with two boys, single mom with two boys, young boys, moved to not a different city in my state, but I moved a state away in a new area. We're close to each other now. Again, right? But that's a bold move. And it seemed like everything was getting in my way before the move.
Girl,
the biggest thing ever that got in my way was the freaking global pandemic. Like, oh my God, we're going to be stuck. You know?
Yes.
So I had to move like soon as the United States was paying attention, like for real. Like, oh wait, this stuff is for real. This president, what are you talking about? It's not a hoax. People are dying. And my governor in New Jersey was like, it's Thursday. Because I really wasn't supposed to be down here until July. So the company was like, hey, we need you early. Can you get here? And I'm like, all right, cool. I called my landlords where I was supposed to. And I'm like, I'm moving a little early. Well, a lot early. So they was like, we got you. We understand. But, you know, I'm packing up the U-Haul box. I'm taking my time, right? And then the governor made this major announcement. It was like, it was Thursday. It was like, on Sunday, I will be shutting the state down. There will be no in or out. National Guard's going to cover like the whole tri-state. And I'm like, yo, we got to leave now. So yeah, that was a big challenge, even getting the boy situated. But I did it. I feel like I'm going to grow like so big here. Like, I'm so excited for what's next. But I'm expecting those challenges and I'm going to face them openly, you know, and maybe I think I'm not facing them with the challenge, because I think I have hit some challenges, but I kind of like write them down, what I think I'm going to get, you know, what I'm going to get hit with. And it kind of like lowers the, you know, the pressure, good. You know.
Well, they say people that plan to fail, what is it? People that fail to plan to fail or something like
yes.
that.
And then we're planning.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, you know? With planning, you can't just put down what you want to do or to do it. You got to anticipate that bad. You
right.
know, like when
right.
my the last baby Angelina, I had him with no medicine. I wanted that. I wanted that girl.
I'm trying to tell you.
And they was that's the doctors awesome. Looking at me like I'm crazy because I had preeclampsia too, right? So they wanted to take him early because I was high risk. So we just don't want you to die. And I'm like, look, I don't want to die either. I got a free, you know, I had my little oldest. And I'm like, and he's like, all right. So we agreed. We came to a, you know, a compromise that I could go. I just wanted to go full term, right? I was 6 months pregnant when he told me that they wanted to take me. And I'm like, but we came to an agreement. And they said, okay, you cannot go to your due date, but we'll let you go full term. But you cannot go to your due date. I'm like, all right. And then I had to go to the doctor every 3 weeks and then go to LabCorp to get my, you know, because I have preeclampsia, so that you got to do extra stuff. So you're pretty much living in the doctor's office when you have complications with pregnancy, right? So the visit, they was like, all right, we need you to lay your birthing plan. And I handed them this birthing plan, and it was like, it said no medication. I do not want anything. Like, are you crazy? No.
What's up, y'all? It's Letitia G, and I'm excited to announce that As I Grow Productions has partnered with a vineyard in Napa Valley called One Hope. Now, One Hope Wine brings that vineyard experience right to your living room. And as their fundraising partner, it's our duty to bring awareness to nonprofit organizations all over the globe. Who knew that doing good could be so much fun? Now, One Hope and As I Grow will help raise awareness and funds for multiple causes near and dear to our hearts. Our mission is to spark inspiration in everyone anyway, right, my As I Grow family? So let's go ahead and make an impact in our communities, simply through sharing wine. Every single bottle has a story. And listen, I have made it simple for y'all, real easy. I included the link in the description box. Let's go ahead and change the world, one bottle at a time. Peace. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 years of age and older.
And then I had my baby with midwives, so they was backing me, you know? So they was like, yes, that's what she wanna do. But I had to compromise again. I had to compromise to get an IV put in just in case. They was anticipating me to have an emergency cesarean, but it all worked out. But my thing is with that, I think it worked out because with the prepping with my midwives or even by myself, I researched what could go wrong, what to do, what can go right, you know what I'm saying? But if I didn't prepare myself, the pain is anticipated. Challenges are anticipated, especially if it's for you, right? So you went through all of those troubles because this is for you. This is for you. And why is it for you? It's to help people, even maybe even me, because I'm not written next year.
Girl, thank you.
And
hello.
That is goal. I am not.
The mentality you have to have.
Yes. So I'm going to
sign the contract. Curses of being renters. No, we can be homeowners.
No.
You know, and it's about being educated.
Yes.
No, it's like we have to educate ourselves just like other races do to build wealth.
Yes.
To build wealth for not only just you, but for your generation.
Yes.
You got to break the curse, you know?
Agreed.
And that's my goal. That is my goal. My family. Break generational curses.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Agreed. And mine is coming out with trauma and mental illness because that is generational too.
Yes.
You know, so we got to learn to speak our truths and speak our things that's bothering us, speak out those demons that we never addressed before so we can grow and it won't pass down to our kids because it passes down. You know, so it's a whole new time for us right now, right? It's just a whole new time. This pandemic, and I'm like, yo, I want to be a homeowner next year. So anyone like in that wants to be a homeowner, how does the housing market look right now?
I mean, for the Atlanta area, it looks great. It looks good. I mean, you know, the pandemic, it kind of slowed like showings and things like that up, but like people are still buying and selling homes. It also has dropped the interest rates right now. The interest rates are in the 2% and 3%. So for this area, it's actually good right now.
Is this the best time, like for someone, if they want to purchase a home, to go ahead and start working on that process and doing so?
Totally, yes. Mm-hmm. It definitely is because we don't know what will happen.
Right.
Next year once the election takes place and other things that are going on as well. So it's like right now is the perfect time. Even if your credit and things, you're not ready there, it's other things you can do to prepare yourself to get ready. You know, look at your credit score and see, you know, what you need to start paying off. Even if you can't pay it off at that very moment, but at least write those things down. You know, start saving. Savings equals investments. The two reasons people don't buy a house is one, they don't have the money, and two, they don't their credit. Those are the two obstacles. So if we can tackle those two things, you know, then any person can buy a house. Anybody. And especially like for first-time home buyers, there's so many programs to help you because when communities are more home owned, people gonna take care of their stuff.
That's true. Good point.
It increases the value, you know what I'm saying, of the surrounding areas. But I mean, savings equals investments, and we, you know, the process to start is start saving and start clearing off the credit. you know, there are a lot of payment, there are a lot of programs to help with down payment and things like that. They have down payment assistance programs. They have loans for people in certain career fields, whether you're like a teacher, a police officer, military. Everybody should know they have the VA 100% guaranteed loan with no down payment.
So with the like, I think it's, I forgot what it's called here. I don't know if it's Good Neighbor Next Door here or something with EMTs and teachers and like public service workers. Isn't it like 50% off of the market price?
Yeah.
When you cover the closing?
I know ours, we have the Georgia Dream, and they, you know, within that Georgia Dream, they just help you. They help you with your down payment. They, you know, they help you, you know, and it's because of your profession. No. There are a lot of programs out there, you know, there are so many programs out there. It's not, you know, being a homeowner is not something, it's not a hard task, you know. Right. You just gotta make sure you have money for your down payment. And then your credit. And then if you don't have money for your down payment, you need to be finding out about the down payment programs that right. are offered in your state.
FHA and Georgia. Yes. Now, can you work, say like, okay, I have you already on claims as my relative. So if I have you as my relative, but I want to go through some of these programs, can I still work with you, or do they pick the relative for you?
Well, I mean, some programs, they, you know, some programs they do, but not all of them. Like okay. the Georgia Dream, no. FHA, you can choose anybody. VA loan, you sometimes they have a VA realtor, but you get to choose who you want to work with. You know what I'm saying? You can't really, you know, they can't really tell you who you can or can't work with. So, yeah.
As a people, right? I mean, you know, as a people, and everybody know, I love all. But I truly love us, right? So as a people, besides the savings and the credit, like, is there something else? Because I'm trying to understand why our neighborhoods are getting bought out. Why can't we keep anything yep. for us in this nation? Like, I'm trying to really understand and try to like unfold it so maybe we can uncover and make it better for our children, you know? So. And their children and their, you know. So what's the thing? Like, where do we start?
Happens the whole gentrification scenario of what's really going on is that a lot of the people that live in those communities are impoverished. You know what I'm saying? So they may be behind on their taxes. They may and then they see investors who have cash, which they're not paying them nearly half of what that property is really worth. Once you fix it up,
right?
You know, when you purchase a home, you have to upkeep your home,
yeah,
because you're gonna eventually want to sell it one day,
right? Nobody listening,
or you want to give it to your children, but you don't want to pass down nothing that is not livable, that you're not upkeeping, and that's what happens. People don't pay their taxes, they don't upkeep the property, it becomes distressed. Investors come in with that hard cash. And are easily able to push them out. And you know what they do? They put money back into it and make so much more money off of it when they sell it. They put a little bit of money into it and then they make so much more. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
So how do we change that? What do you think? What's your thoughts? Like,
my thoughts is we have to buy our own communities. We need to be buying our own communities. And, you know, not to say segregation or anything to where it's like, why aren't we those investors that's going back to the community, not trying to push them out or even just help them. Let's go help people, you know, and educate them and help them clean up the property and see how much they might owe on their taxes. Maybe we can help, you know, yeah, like.
I agree with you. And you know what kills me though?
Mm-hmm.
Every time we, speak like this, right? And we speak about helping our own or keeping the money in our own. It's always a negative, but I'm not talking about segregation. Why is it always, we're such a forgiving people and we have to explain ourselves all the time. I don't feel like we even need to do that. We don't even say it's not about segregation, because guess what? The Jews are not doing that. You know, I'm from New York, New Jersey area, right?
That's true. You're right.
If you go in the Asian area, little China, it's nothing else but Chinese people that own their neighborhood. You go in certain parts of Brooklyn or whatever it is, the city Jews, it's nothing outside of the city Jews. The city Jews have their own ambulances.
And they help each other.
Hospital. Yes.
Right.
They have their own police force. Like they own within the city. You know, for instance, let me see, a city we know. We have Hinesville, right? No. We have Liberty County. Then we have Hinesville. Yeah, you have Hinesville. The city Jews could be in a part of Hinesville. Now Hinesville has its own police force and their own hospital, but they'll have their own police force and their own hospital and their own schools inside of Hinesville.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so we have to be like that.
I see it here. Yeah. That's very true. Yeah, very good point.
But we always, like, we need to build into our cities, but we ain't talking about segregate. Why we even have to do that? I think we need to start with the...
We do.
It's not us. It's not our fault. It's not. It's just built up. We have to change our mind.
Right.
That's why I think we need to change. And then everything else will flow. I think we need to change. We need to heal.
And I think we need to, like, help each other more. Yeah. Quit always wanting to charge people to do things. Quit always...
Yeah.
You know, like, if we help each other more, if we spent with more Black-owned businesses, and if we spent and started grocery retail chains and, like, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start building our own that are Black-owned.
I agree. And then not be mad when our Black-owned charges, too, because I have... Shout out to my cousin for this unit, the LJV here in units, right? But I'm not afraid to pay my cousin for her work. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right,
so
right.
let's help. If you have it, you know,
exactly.
Let's go ahead and invest in ourselves.
Exactly.
Don't
if they
always
are
look,
a business, and
yeah, like,
you're gonna, you know, right. Don't always be like, they charge too much. And,
right.
You know, because you will go right up the street and get the
yeah.
same thing. You know,
exactly.
It's like, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So, like, for instance, I reached out to you before I even moved down here. As a matter of fact, I reached out to you when the thought was in mind was like, sis, how is this area? You know, remember? And it's like, oh, I'm so happy for you moving down here. And then that's when I learned you went into real estate. I'm so proud of you and got me to stay here. You know? So I'm like, okay, now I don't have to worry about finding a realtor. Everything is happening to encourage me to want a house even more quicker.
Yes.
The neighbors that moved in upstairs from your girl.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I know. I mean, on my own. Then I want my kids. So I got to constantly tell them, stop running. People live downstairs. You know, I want them to be kids. So, I don't know. So much is going on in our communities. And I wanted to talk about, we had a sister moment before the show, before we aired. I don't know. I told you a situation that happened. I know we're running out of time too. With Carter, my 5-year-old, and I asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. He was the typical rock star, scientist, and in that same breath, he was like, I can't be a scientist because of the color of my skin. Did you ever in your lifetime think we would be here?
You know what? I honestly, in 2020, I honestly didn't think it would still be going on in 2020. As open and as raw and uncut as it is now with the fact of video. Think about all the other instances that have happened without video. You know, and I feel like, you know, everything is coming to the front of the systematic racism that's going on in this world. And people are tired. People are tired, you know? And it's just, it's unfortunate that your son feels that way, you know, because he should not have to feel like that in 2020. Like, what?
It shouldn't. Like,
you know, it's so saddening.
My son is huge, but he's such a big teddy bear. Like, I get nothing but positive feedback from all the teachers and whoever that was about Carter. Like, and I'm like, man, in a few years, they're not even going to want to get to know him first. You know, they're just going to see his color.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so unfair. That's unfair for him. It's so unfair for me as a mom, because you want them to explore, right? I want him to be involved in sports. I want him to travel without me at times when he can. But right now, how I feel, I don't want them to leave my side. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have eyes on them at all times so I know I can protect them at all times. Like, because they, you know, but I can't do that. I have to let them go. So as a black mother, I think we constantly need to be in therapy, because it's a constant breakdown.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes,
traumatic, you know, just to even let your kids go to school.
You can't even, you don't even feel safe with them playing outside.
Yep.
You don't feel safe with them walking up the, walking around the neighborhood. Like, no. You can't even.
I used to be able to do that. Growing up in my neighborhood, you know, like I could go outside.
And
only rule I had was, look, you better be on that stoop when them street lights come on. That's about it. That's the only rule I had. It wasn't worried about, or of course we knew not to talk to strangers, but my mom didn't have a problem with, or my, you know, my aunts and my, they didn't have a problem with sending us outside. Let's do our thing. That's not happening. That is not happening to me.
I could just imagine, I have a teenage girl, and I'm nervous for her, but to have a black son, right? I mean, to have an African-American son in this society, it is scary.
It's very scary.
It's scary to not, you don't know.
Even with the girls, they killed us.
Even with the girls as well.
Yeah, they're killing us too. And then we get so disrespected. You know, I just had to tell this to a grown person, like, listen, when you're born, or when, you know, they don't label you. Not just, I was pregnant when I said this, but my kids, even before I know what I have, they're already labeled as black. You know what I mean? They already have one strike against them. Whether they black, girl or female, you know, they already facing a challenge before they
gotta
into
work this extra life. Hard.
Yes, before they, you it's, know? Yeah, before they even hear, arrive, you know, and it's just, I don't know. I don't teach them fear, you know? I don't teach them that. I also don't teach them to disrespect or hate. I don't teach them that either. But also, you know, I don't teach them to get disrespected at all.
Right.
You're not going to dislike someone or treat somebody differently because of the color of your skin. You're not also not going to accept it.
Exactly.
You know? So my kids are very much well, you know, they are respectful. My little one kind of bold. I'm not going to lie, but that's he's tough. So he'll hit you and then hug you. So
he's a lover
and a fighter. I gotta work on him. So hard to give you a chance, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I just stay hopeful. My mother came and she was like, "Why do you have all these cameras?" I just try to keep my eyes on them and just stay hopeful.
Oh, that's right. Girl. Yes.
I don't know. I know you're a mom, you've been a mom, you have a teenager, you know, and you have a brother and a nephew. Any encouraging words that, you know, I know you don't have a male child, but still, you know, what can you tell me as a mother of male children? You
know? I think just, you know, instilling in them to know who they are, know their worth, you know, be confident, you know, and respectful, and, you know, just be kind, loving, you know, and just, like I said, you know, teach them that, you know, yes, I'm going to be respectful, but I will be respected. I'm going to give you respect, so I expect to have respect as well. And to just let them know that, you know, you can be and do whatever it is you want to do. Don't ever let somebody tell you what you can and can't do. You know, like, and I tell my daughter that on a daily basis. I speak things into her, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to speak things into our children and let them know to not allow people to make and feel them less than the king and queen that they are. So I think you're doing a great job.
I try to show them too, you know? I'm trying my best. Thank you so much. And you are as well. You're showing them, you're leading by example, especially for your young queen, you know? And I think that's important too. They must see these, what we speak about. So she sees you going hard, and you said something so powerful. You mentioned your obstacles that you went through. You tried again. And then that last time, you was the last person in there. I think that's what people fail to, you know, they did not quite get it. Mm-hmm. And especially some of the young people, that they think that everything is supposed to happen right away. It's not a sprint. And you prove that. You know, you just got to go through, you go through, fight through those battles. And it doesn't matter how you fit, you know, what time frame you finish it in, if you're the last person to cross that line. So what? Just cross that line. And that was an awesome takeaway. But if someone is in Atlanta area and they need to purchase a home, how can they reach out to you if they want some more information?
You can definitely reach out to me through my email at Angelina, that's Angelina.Jones, Jones, at metrobrokers.com. That's my work email. You can also reach me on my social media. My Facebook is Angelina Jones. My Instagram, I would like you guys to follow my personal and my business. So my personal Instagram is Success Major. It's S-U-C-C, the number 3, S-S-M-A-E-I-J-O-R. And my business Instagram is Rockstar_Realtor. And my Twitter is at RTARREALTOR. So please follow me, guys.
I'll definitely have that in the show notes.
Any questions you may have, you can hit me on any of my social media or email me, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you, okay?
Awesome. I'm going to text you because I definitely have some. I did one part that you mentioned. I started with the savings, but so we definitely, it's a journey that hopefully you'll be willing to take with me. Purchasing this home. Yes, I'm definitely going to plug all your info in the notes. I must tell you, this is the first video podcast, so you're the first for the media.
Awesome.
I'm going to tell you in the beginning, but I'm like, no, she probably get nervous.
Yes.
This is the first one.
I'm honored.
Great. I honestly feel like we need another. I hate to put you on the spot, but this is a really, especially for, this is major, and I feel like we need another one. Maybe even it's just me, just I fall back, introduce you and fall back, and you talk about your topics that you need to talk about, that you want to share with the people, and what we need to do becoming more successful in home ownership. I will fall back and give you a segment. That's how important it is.
I'm down. I'm definitely down.
I think it's just that important. So
definitely.
Yeah. So any shout
out
you want to give?
I just want to shout out my hardworking mom. I love her so much. My brother, who is a single dad.
Yes.
He's been through so much, so I want to shout him out. And my sister, she is getting her master's. She already got her master's, and she's teaching at Liberty County High School. So shout out to all them. I love them so much.
Thanks. Yes, shout out. Oh man, awesome. And everybody's still in Liberty County?
Yeah.
But you.
Love me. Yeah.
Shout out to them. You have a loving family. I do love it.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
that's going to sum it up for us. I do appreciate you and for joining us here and just dropping those jewels. Hey, as our world listeners, you know I love you guys. And until the next time, listen, keep your head up. Let's focus. I know it's crazy out there right now. Try to be safe.
Definitely.
Just as for the protesters, y'all be safe. I get it. I'm not going to tell y'all to go home. I'm just going to tell y'all to be safe and organized. I get it. So, listen, till the next time, peace, y'all.